Chapter 3. Beauty. In Hollywood, there is only one woman who matters, the skinny blonde woman with perfect breasts. She's on every magazine cover and in every television show. Go ahead, walk by the newsstand, and check out this month's Maxim or Cosmopolitan. Look at the covers of Glamour and Teen Vogue. Betcha $10 that most of what you'll see is exactly what I described, skinny blondes. Are there a few brunettes among them? Maybe, but I guarantee their chests are perfect too. Why is this so when women come in so many wonderful colors, looks, shapes, and sizes? It's because most of the people who make entertainment are businessmen, not artists. They want to sell as much of their product as they can, whether it's magazines or movie tickets or CDs, and the easiest way to do that is to produce things that appeal to the greatest number of people at the same time. In other words, things that appeal to people with pretty average taste. If the entertainment industry were an ice cream store, it would only sell one flavor, vanilla. And so we're surrounded by skinny women with perfect breasts. They are the singers in the pop bands, the actresses on the screen, the women hosting the shows, the models on the magazine covers. Sometimes they're many of those things at once, like Jessica Simpson. Take away Jessica's looks, and would she have been the star of her own MTV reality show or a successful singer? Would companies like Pizza Hut have written her big checks to push their products? Not likely. Women like Jessica Simpson are really successful because they're human Barbie dolls. Amazing hair, faultless features, lots of makeup, hourglass figure. They fit Hollywood's idea of the perfect woman, and so they're given record contracts and TV shows and commercial deals. What you're given is an inferiority complex. If Jessica Simpson is the perfect woman, physically, and you don't look like her, that must mean that you are somewhat less than perfect, right? Wrong. For starters, even Jessica Simpson doesn't look like Jessica Simpson without a team of experts who do her hair, her makeup, her physical training, her wardrobe fittings, and her lighting. This idea of perfection that we're sold can't be found in nature. It's created only after thousands of dollars have been spent altering nature. I don't use the Barbie doll comparison by accident. By the time Hollywood is done making women over, they often look like they're made of plastic. And they're often just about as healthy as a hunk of plastic. This is why I resent Hollywood so much for selling its beauty obsession to teenage girls. At exactly the time when you should be concentrating on how your body works, they're busy convincing you that the only thing that matters is how it looks. So instead of choosing a balanced diet to make yourself strong, you might be tempted to choose a minuscule diet to make yourself skinny. It's a freaky thing watching your own body develop. For boys, it's a little easier, because our proportions don't usually change all that much. Yeah, our voices crack, and some of us start sprouting peach fuzz on our faces, but the day-to-day differences aren't all that dramatic. For you, though, well, I can't imagine. One day, bam, you've got breasts, and your hips keep getting wider, until suddenly your mother stops talking about your body and starts talking about your figure. It feels like everyone notices. To make the experience extra special, the boys in your social circle will feel free to provide a running commentary on all of the changes you're going through, complete with gross terms for your breasts and your butt. Not all of the changes happen at exactly the same time, so you might find yourself feeling top or bottom heavy for a while. Maybe you'll grow a little bit of a belly to go with your chest and your hips, even though you're eating the same amount of food you always have. Maybe no matter what you eat, you find yourself getting thinner. It helps to think of the whole development thing as a process. You go in looking like a girl, and you'll come out at the other end looking like a woman. The stuff in the middle is just what everyone goes through, and it's almost never much fun. That's not to say that there's nothing you can do to help your body along as it develops. What they tell you in school is absolutely true. It's all about diet and exercise. Eat a balance of stuff. Get protein, carbohydrates, and a bit of fat in your diet, because the one thing most nutrition experts agree on is that your body needs all of it. I can't tell you how many women I know that have tried to stop eating fat altogether and then scratch their heads when they don't get lighter. That's because when you deprive your body of something completely, it goes into a kind of shock and stops burning off the stuff you are eating. The trick is portion control. Eat balanced meals until you're satisfied and then stop. Actually, Eat until you're satisfied and then go move. If you think of food as fuel, it makes sense that you have to burn it off. When you run, dance, work out, or whatever it is you like to do that gets your heart going, you're helping your body develop into something fit and strong. You have to give the body fuel, and then you have to use it. Both ends of that equation are equally important: diet and exercise.